One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
He says, there is a man, she's telling her son about this man. I really want you to make this beautiful observation. He says, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. Now, she was looking at it from her perspective. You remember when the council in Jerusalem sent for Stephen, and Stephen came in. The Bible says they looked at Stephen and his face was like the face of an angel. The glory of God was radiating through Stephen. And if they had been idol worshippers, they would have said he looked like a god of some kind. Like Nebuchadnezzar, when the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace wouldn't burn, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And while he was looking, a fourth man joined them. And he counted. There's supposed to be three, but there's a fourth man. So he asked everybody, he says, how many men did we throw into the fire? They said, well, it was three. He said, but I see four walking free. They were thrown bound into the fire, but they're all walking free. And they're four. And then he says, the fourth man is like unto the Son of God. The margin says that he said, a son of the gods. That's what the margin says. But whether he said the son of God or a son of the gods, he was looking at it from his perspective. But he surely saw something extraordinary. And so this woman tells her son, who's king, there's a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Because they knew this kind of wisdom could only be with gods, not ordinary beings. She was right. Because Jesus said, isn't it in your law? I have said ye are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High. See that? Okay. So, it says, in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. You remember that? That's what happened. So she's saying this to her son. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, or Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show thee the interpretation. I want you to look at that. He says, light and understanding and wisdom. Light and understanding and wisdom. Like the wisdom of the gods was found in him. Light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods was found in him. Then it goes on in that 12th verse to say, for as much as an excellent spirit and not hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel. Who did that for Daniel? That was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost did that for Daniel. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life today. I have an excellent spirit. Cobra sataramande gibrahesis. An excellent spirit. I explain hard sentences and I dissolve doubts. Speak in tongues wherever you are right now. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues wherever you are right now. La crusebra de la cronska salabrahande gestes. Yes. All right, listen to this next part. In that article, the first article I read to you from the Rhapsody of November, the opening scripture was from 1 Peter chapter 2 and from verse 9. So I'm going to read that verse again to you, and then I'll read in another translation. But you are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation. Genos eklekton. It means an elect breed, an elect stock, a special type separated by God. How beautiful this is. He says, God's people, the church, those who are born again. He says, you are a chosen generation, a chosen breed, an elect stock, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You are peculiar. Look at it. What the Bible says, it says, you are. He didn't say you're going to be if you pray hard enough. Uh-uh. See, when you are born again, you have the life and nature of God in you. This life and nature of God, that's what we read. He said, you've been created in the image of him that created you. That's what we read. That's amazing. So, that you should show forth, here's your work, your ministry, your assignment, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness, out of obscurity, into his marvelous light. And I explained to you in that article what marvelous light is. Wondrous lights. A light that illuminates and makes luminous. That's amazing. So I'm going to read it from the Amplified Translation, from the AMPC. And I want you to follow the reading of this verse. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display. Oh. Display the virtues and perfections. That means display the excellencies and perfections of him who called you out of obscurity. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. this ministry of the Spirit, this work of God will bring you out of obscurity. You become lambent. My brothers and sisters, this month of October is the month of excellence. You're going to walk in excellence. Speak in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. This is your month of excellence. You're going to practice excellence. Hallelujah. Yes. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 6, he says, I will speak of excellent things. See, there are people who use their lips for foolishness. No, refuse. You have an excellent spirit. There are just some things that God never planned to be in your aeon. Don't let them happen. Don't give vent in your life to things that are not consistent with your aeon. Practice, learn to live in time and in eternity at the same time. Live in time and eternity. That's our calling. But you have to be trained to do it. You've got to learn it. You have to practice it.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.